Blackstone Audio presents
The Far Side of the Dollar by Ross MacDonald. Dedication to Alfred. Chapter 1. It was August, and it shouldn't have been raining. Perhaps rain was too strong a word for the drizzle that blurred the landscape and kept my windshield wipers going. I was driving south, about halfway between Los Angeles and San Diego. The school lay off the highway to my right, in large grounds of its own which stretched along the seashore. Toward the sea I caught the dull sheen of the slough that gave the place its name, Laguna Perdida. A blue heron, tiny in the distance, stood like a figurine at the edge of the ruffled water. I entered the grounds through the automatic gates which lifted when my car passed over a treadle. A gray-headed man in a blue serge uniform came out of a kiosk and limped in my direction.
You got a pass?
Dr. Spondy wants to see me. My name is Archer.
That's right. I got your name here.
He took a typewritten list out of the inside breast pocket of his jacket and brandished it as if he was proud of his literacy.
You can park in the lot in front of the administration building. Spondy's office is right inside.
He gestured toward a stucco building 100 yards down the road. I thanked him. He started to limp back to his kiosk, then paused and turned and struck himself on the leg.
Bad knee. World War I.
You don't look that old.
I'm not. I was 15 when I enlisted. Told them I was 18. Some of the boys in here, he said with a sudden flashing look around, could do with a taste of fire.
There were no boys anywhere in sight. The buildings of the school, widely distributed among...